tool. So let's call the Economic Development Committee meeting of Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021 to order. Citizens' comments. No one's at City Hall. Anybody out there in Zoom land got a comment? Okay, we're good. We have the minutes for correction and approval for February 2nd, 2021. Any comments, questions? We're all good? Okay, I see thumbs up. We'll accept those as presented. New business. One, EDC 2021-16, the building permit report for January 2021.
All right. In January, we issued 17 single-family homes and 4 single-family attached. That was just one townhome, basically. So as of, those are our numbers for this calendar year. We've done a total of 62 permits as of date. Nothing, 9 commercial, mostly remodel, stuff like that, nothing major. I think we probably have about, 15 more houses in the works right now sitting on my desk waiting for me to get to. So the year looks like it's going to be a good one. So, hopeful.
Good. Any comments, questions for Pete? Okay, let's move on to 2 EDC 2021-17, the building inspection report for January 2021.
All right. In January, we did a total of 412 inspections. Vast majority of those on all the permits that we had from last year are still carrying over. Everyone's still going crazy and working, even though the cold weather. I think we had a small slowdown during that, the negative degree days. But the big builders we saw building, we did have a lot of complaints about propane trucks parked in the street in front of some of the big builders' properties because they were keeping them warm before natural gas got in there. But yeah, so we have good deal going on, and that's you'll notice on there we're outsourcing more due to the volume of plan reviews and everything else coming in and out of here.
Okay, any comments and questions on the building inspections? All right, everybody's good with that. Let's go on to 3, EDC 2021-18, the property maintenance report for January 2021.
All right, in January we had several properties that are still currently in violation from January. We did not hear any cases. We're operating as per usual on a complaint basis alone. So a lot of the ones you see in the case report are currently in compliance as of now, but as of the time of the report, they were in violation. We are, there's some that are, though you'll notice probably the one on 706 Houston that was working without a permit. We're currently working with them to get that brought into compliance and get a permit issued and all that other.
Are they starting to work on that? It's been vacant, right? With the grass?
Yes.
Issue?
Yep, they were in the process of doing a gut on a part of the house and rebuilding it. And we had to call with a complaint about debris around the property. So we went out and investigated and saw it was all construction debris and stuff removed from the existing house. And they didn't.
Yeah, they made a mess.
But they told us at first they were just redoing cold pieces of drywall and they weren't touching anything else. But then we pointed out all the electrical wire and plumbing fixtures, and they decided they wanted to get a permit. So, yeah.
Well, it's good to see that somebody's going to be there because it's been empty for about 3 years.
Yes.
Maybe they'll cut the grass.
What's that?
Maybe they'll cut the grass.
I have high hopes, and I'm sure Public Works shares my opinion.
Any other comments on the property maintenance report? We're all good with that? All right. Let's go on to 4 EDC 2021-19, Cox Landscaping. That's the rezoning and special use. It's a 1.5 mile review.
All right. So this was a request that came through the county for a petitioner that's in the county for a rezone and a special use for a landscaping company. The property is located on the south side of 34, just east of Tuma Road. Cox Landscaping has actually been operating a landscaping company here for over 30 years. This is more of a request of a cleanup issue. As we'll see, the existing conditions are a little unique, but there was a question about whether or not this business has the correct special use for the zoning that it was in Kendall County. The county and the petitioner tried to determine if it was legally non-conforming. They could not come up with that statement, so the petitioner has just decided to go through, let's zone it correctly, let's get the use down, so we're doing everything correctly. You'll see on the second page of the memo, shows it kind of the best. There's two parcels, and the landscaping company fronts 34 there. In the back, there's agriculture that's actually being farmed. You'll notice already there's two different types of zoning on one parcel. It's called split zoning. This is something we don't allow in the city. The county doesn't allow it either, but through unforeseen circumstances, what happens is usually larger parcels or even smaller parcels can replat without going through the city or the county's process using the plat at exemption. So you'll see that little triangle was probably a parcel at one point and then was created as a bigger parcel. After discussing with the county, their planning staff, they kind of came to the conclusion that the zoning sticks. Whatever the zoning in the legal description that was originally there sticks, regardless of whether or not it was replatted. So part of the landscaping company is in a B3 zone. It's just not all of it. So what they're proposing to do is rezone the front half of the property where the landscaping company is and leave the back as agricultural zoning. So again, this would create split zoning, but since they were already entitled to it in the first place, the county is letting them do this as well. And not to mention a replat would create two parcels in the back that would have no access to any right-of-way, which is a less ideal situation than just having the business up front and continuing in the back. So for the most part, the proposed request is really just a cleanup of a situation to make sure the company doesn't have any problems going forward with their land use in the future. They're not creating a larger footprint. They're not adding anything. The Yorkville Comprehensive Plan calls for this to be a state conservation residential. Obviously, this does not, the front half does not coincide with that designation, but considering this is not a new land use, this is not anything new, we did not have any objection to that really changing, not to mention the state residential is a holdover kind of for the outskirts of town that we're not really looking at in the scope of the whole comprehensive plan. So in general, staff did not have any objection to this request. Matt Esselmeyer from the county and Dan Kramer representing the petitioner here, if you have any questions for them. This will be going to the Planning and Zoning Commission next week, and then we'll be coming to City Council at the end of the month.
Any comments, questions? Alderman Freeters?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense. And then also, just in regards to your comment about the comprehensive plan is nice, it was fun. But if somebody's currently making money and or currently operating a business, I don't think the comprehensive plan would take precedent. But it is awesome that they are being proactive and saying, hey, this is what we're already doing just to kind of prevent any issues. Then, as you know, if somebody's trying to sell a property, they have a hiccup like a rezoning or anything like that can just be a pain in the rear. So whoever this person is, please give them a thumbs up and a high five, socially distanced from me. Because I love people that know that, yeah, the paper's kind of muddied up. I'm just going to get this thing. So high five and socially distanced thumbs up. Good move.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? Okay, we're good. So moving on.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's go on to 5, EDC 2021-20, Cordero Real Estate Rezoning. That's another mile and a half review.
All right, so the county keeping us busy. They got another request, this time for just a rezone of a property. It's located at the southwest corner of Galena Road and Beecher Road on the north side of town. This request would have the property going from A1 agriculture to M1 limited manufacturing. The petitioner would like to start a tree service business, not a landscaping business, but tree service. So mulching and chopping up trees from other parts of their business on the property. Quick summary about the property and the existing conditions. This is within the mile and a half radius, and it's actually kitty corner to the West Haven development. It's a development that was annexed in 2005. Had not seen any development since, but it is a development that was a mix of residential and commercial, more so the commercial on 47 with residential single family in the rear. If you look on page 2, it kind of shows that while zoning the entire property M1 for this business, they plan to utilize just the front at this time for their business. It has a small layout of what the buildings they would want on there and the layout of the parking. Let's see. And then the comprehensive plan, again, calls for this area to be estate, conservation, residential, which, again, is intended for either a holdover or large single-family homes on big lots. The rezoning in this property does not align with that as well to the city's comprehensive plan. There are M1 uses to the south of this property in the county. And on top of that, this is kind of, again, on the outskirts of town where the 10-year horizon of the plan didn't call for industrial use, so it was kind of given that estate conservation. As we build out maybe the next comprehensive plan, it would get looked at a little more closely. It should be stated as well, the West Haven development is also estate conservation, even though they have an existing plan for residential and commercial. In general, the staff did not have opposed to the rezoning of the business. We did want to bring up, however, that rezoning this entire property for M1 in the future, while West Haven is not developed yet, in the future, if this is an entire M1 property, that would give them the right to sell and market the property entirely as an M1 district, not just for this tree business. So, yes, this tree business is here now, but the entire, I believe, 25-acre property would be zoned M1 moving forward. So it's just something to consider if there's any. This gives us an opportunity to give out suggestions to the petitioner. And again, Matt and Dan are here for the petitioner if you have any questions for them or any requests.
Anybody got any comments or questions? Alderman Frieders.
Yeah, is it likely that a split zoning situation here would kind of make this a little bit more palatable to any approaching investor or development group that would approach West Haven and go, ooh, that looks tasty? Or is this something where regardless they own the property and they can essentially rezone it M1 without any hiccups? Or is this possible to split zone it?
Are you asking from our end, Joe, or from staff?
Yeah, like from your end, not that West Haven is really like a possibility at the moment. Do you foresee this entire property being turned M1 having any future issue in the potential development of West Haven? And if yes, is split zoning a potential solution to said problem?
This one, I don't think split zoning helps anyone. I don't know in your packet if they gave you any of the color drawings of the parcel, and not our land plans so much as our wetland. This property has a fairly large wetland on a north-south basis, about 60% of the way back and going south. So from where the creek is and the wetland going south, whether it's zoned M1 or residential or whatever, it's always going to be open space. It's not usable for anything. And when we developed the property, the very first thing we did was hire an independent firm called NCAP up in DeKalb. And basically, that's their area of expertise, is delineating wetlands. So we've got to keep away from that wetland. Right at the north edge of the wetland on East Beecher Road is where we're going to construct our main entrance in. the county does not want us to have a full access off of Galena. That's under their comprehensive plan that you only get commercial or road cuts every half mile, and we don't meet that distance from Galena. So our main entrance is going to be an East Beecher, and we're going to have berming and landscaping between that entrance and the wetland. So literally that wetland's going to be cut off from any future development whatsoever. And again, we're going to have plenty of screening in the front where we're going to be back from Galena. Matter of fact, we had our ZPAC meeting, which is the technical office heads this morning. And one of Fran Klaus's comments at ZPAC was where we had allowed a setback 40 feet from the center line of Galena, thinking that that'll get ride into an 80-foot right-of-way. Fran wants us to go 120. And to put that in perspective, that would be I-88. So he's really being cautious for the future residents of Kendall. And we said no problem. So we're going to back everything up from the middle of Galena Road, at least 60 feet from Galena. And then on our entrance coming out onto East Beecher, we're going to blacktop that or hard surface it at least 150 feet in. So there's no debris or mud when you get muddy times of year bringing it out on the road. And the mulching machine will sit towards the rear of that front parcel, not near the wetland, but back in that area. There's a ready mix plant immediately to the south of us. And there's also, of course, the land, I don't know what you call it, composting operation to the east.
Yeah, green organics
which,
is over there.
Yeah, which is a huge detriment to any residential out there, frankly. And my guy doesn't do any landscaping at all. He is just a tree guy. Right now, his facility is located in downtown Montgomery, right next to Stafford Salvage Yard. And he runs an ice operation there, but he's just outgrowing the site. So he does no retail at this point. He brings his own trees in, chops them, sells the mulch wholesale to landscapers. But someday down the line, he might have, you know, more of a retail use for mulch towards the front, but people would still come in that Beecher Road. So that's his long-term plan. So again, it's about 23 acres, which is a pretty good sized parcel. Frankly, only about 12 acres of it is usable to build. So I don't think, again, to answer your question a little shorter, split zoning helps. We also have two smaller wetlands that you really can't see too well that are what are called farm wetlands. So in dry years, the row crop farmers have just plowed right through them, where here we'll maintain those two without any building coverage or anything. So with NCAP involved, he's really treating the area very sensitively, frankly.
All right, so then equipment-wise, it's like a tub grinder and then basically storage for full trees and then mulched trees?
Yep, and then he's going to build a building that he'll have all of his small equipment in and a fenced yard for the larger trucks like the boom truck and so on.
Okay, so this is pretty much similar to the Semper Fi landscaping process that they had attempted over on Cannonball, which was shot down by the residents over there who thought that they were going to make this huge mulching operation similar to Green Organics. But this, there's no real sense. I mean, Semper Fi already has permission and legal authority to, not authority, but legal permission to already kind of do their composting, not composting, yeah, the mulch process.
With the mulch processing. Yeah,
but this will be essentially bigger than that.
Yeah.
Behind a couple berms?
Exactly.
Cool.
So he was looking for a place where he is out away from town, not bothering anybody he can. And I mean, I got to be honest, there's a house on the corner, an older home, and he has approached the owner and let him know what he wants to do. And he said, look, there's no way to candy coat it. There's going to be mulch back there if I get this approved. But if at any time you're interested in selling, come talk to me because I don't want to be a bad neighbor. And I'll leave the trees around you so that you've got screening too.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
Anybody else have anything? Okay, we're good. Well, let's move that one on. That's going to go to Plan Commission then next?
I'll go to Plan Commission again next week and then City Council at the end of the month.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And I want to hang out in Joe's basement and have a beer with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Get vaccinated. Let's do it.
I got my second one Saturday. I'm clean.
I'm almost there too. Hell yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, let's go on to 6, EDC 2021-21, TIF inducement resolution for the northwest corner of Van Emmon Street and South Main Street.
Okay, so we've got a nice inducement resolution in the packet along with a map of the properties. These are 4 residential single-family homes. For currently owned by Imperial Investments. They're in the process of selling them to Jonas and his new development group. He doesn't have any immediate plans to develop the property yet. He's still building his team and his concept before he comes in front of us, but he wanted to protect his ability to get TIF assistance in the future, and so that's why this is in front of us here too. So this is actually the second inducement resolution that we have done that has been like a second generation type of a project. Off the top of my head, I think the other one was a Farm Bureau building when it was sold to Sean Labrasseur and that group, and so we have some precedent here. So the obligation or the, you know, the ability to get a TIF incentive is now going to transfer from Imperial Investments to Fox River Group, LLC. That's all I had. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take them.
No, we're good. All right. Let's move that on. So do we have any old business?
Chickens.
Nothing's here. No chickens.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional business? No chickens. Unless you're cooking up and frying some for some, no chickens. Anybody got anything else? All right, we're good. Well, it's 6:23. Let's adjourn the meeting. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.